We got a new series. It's going to be from the book of Proverbs, a book of wisdom, a book of knowledge that God has given us. A lot of people do this. They read the Bible every day, and in their Bible reading, they also include one chapter of the book of Proverbs. One chapter of the book of Proverbs. Why? Because they want to be wise. They want to be smart. They want to have the wisdom of God. I would challenge you to do that. Just start. There's 31 chapters. Just start doing it. You'll always know what day of the month it is by what chapter you're on. You'll get your act together, change your life. And if you'll plug into what we're going to say over the next several weeks, you'll be better off for it. You'll be wiser. Now, what the devil wants you to do is not listen. He wants you to just stay dumb. Are you hearing me? That's what he wants. He wants you to stay ignorant of God's word. I talked to a man yesterday, and he was Catholic. I'll just tell you what he told me. This is what he said. I didn't say it. He said it. He said, you know, in the Catholic Church, we don't learn much about the Bible. This is what he said. I didn't say it. Okay? And so I said, I don't know. I'm not, you know, not a Catholic. Know anything about it. But we do have several who have been Catholics or whatever that come to fellowship. And I hear it over and over and over again. Some of them say to me often, they say, we come because we're learning the Bible. We're learning God's Word. We're learning things here. I've had several that have come and even got mad. Not mad at me, but mad because their whole life they ain't learned anything. And I hate to be ugly, and I'm not trying to slam. I really am not. This is what the man told me, okay, yesterday. But it doesn't matter. You can be in a Baptist church. You can be in all kinds of churches. Charismatic church. If you want to stay ignorant and not have the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God, you can stay there if you want to. You hearing me? Are you hearing me? Amen? Or you can start smart and you can get a smart start. You can change. You can say 2007, I'm tired of it. I'm fed up. I'm going to get in the Word of God. I want the knowledge of God. I want to be blessed in my life. I'm not going to finish out not knowing stuff I need to know. So we're going to talk about it today. So here we go. Let's roll, Raj, with smart start. And let's see what we find. Amen? We're going to start real basic. We're going to start at the beginning. First of all, smart. I pulled out my old handy-dandy Webster dictionary. I keep my right-hand drawer. You know, smart has two meanings. And I actually knew this before I looked it up. There ain't very much words I know like that, but I happen to know this one. Here it is. It means intelligent, but smart also means this: stingingly painful. You know, we say that sometimes, especially down south. If something hurts, we go, man, that smarts. You know what I'm saying? Or he's smart. Oh, that smarts. So two ideas to that word. And then the word start, S-T-A-R-T, the word start has three meanings. They're all about the same, but look at it. It's beginning. That makes common sense. But it also means this: jump, like you're starting a race. And also, move, baby, move. All right? So here's the deal. As we get started in this series, let's look. God wants his children to have an intelligent beginning every day. Did you know that? Say, God wants his children to have an intelligent beginning to every one of their days. He does not want you to have a painful beginning. Now stay with me. God wants you to have an intelligent jump every day. He wants you, when you're making decisions, when you're moving forward, he wants you to move forward and have these jumps and these moves. He wants them to be intelligent, wise. He doesn't want, when you jump or when you make moves or you make decisions, he doesn't want those decisions to be stingingly painful because I'm a nut. Are you hearing me? That's God's best. He wants his best for you. Look at Jeremiah 29:11. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. It's a devil's lie that God's out there just waiting to hit you over the head with a ball bat. God wants to bless you. God wants you to be wise. God wants you to use your funds to invest, to make wise decisions. He wants you to be able to fund his kingdom. God wants you to be the best dad, the best mom, to raise those kids to have the fear of God and understanding. That's God's plan. Are you hearing me? No, he just won't hit me in the head with a bat. That is a lie. He wants the best for you. So it's up to you. Do you want to have a smart start of 2007? Well, I know what I want one. So if you're with me or not, old Clark's going to get him one. Amen? And I'm going to study this way, and I'm going to hammer this way, and that's what I want in my life. Here's what God says. If you seek me, you'll find me. But here's the deal. When you search for me with all of your heart. Well, I went to church once, and I didn't get it. I guess you didn't. You know what I'm saying? Try that in investment schooling. Try to be a broker and do that once. Say, Don't fly. It doesn't fly with God either. Let's keep looking. So where do you start? Where do you start? I hope you're keyed in with me now. Where do you start? You know where we're going to start? We're going to start right there at the beginning. We're going to start in the beginning. If we want to have a smart start, we're going to start at the beginning. So here we go. Let's go right now to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs has 31 chapters, most of them written by Solomon. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. When we study the book of Proverbs or Ecclesiastes or Song of Solomon, all written by Solomon under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, we always have a problem. And people just discount Solomon because he made some horrible choices. He had all those wives and all those concubines, remember? But something we need to realize, that God's word is all about him, okay? His word, all he has is sinners to work with. Can you say that with me? All he has is... we're so prone to judge somebody. Oh, that guy can't listen to Solomon there. Well, let's see what God said about Solomon. Look at it. 1 Kings 3:12. Behold, God speaking, I've done according to your words. Lo, I have given you, Solomon, a wise and understanding heart. So there was none like thee before, neither after thee shall any arise like unto you. We would be a fool if we don't listen to Solomon. There's not been any like him before, and there's never going to be one like him after that has wisdom. So we need to get a smart start and listen to what he wrote. 1 Kings 4, God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much. He gave him largeness of heart, even as the sand that's on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. And he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. Try that. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all the kings of the earth, which heard of his wisdom. So here is a man used of God who had the wisdom of God and under the inspiration of God. He gave us a book in the Bible called the book of Proverbs. So let's go to that book and see what we can find. We're talking today about having a smart start, to have an intelligent beginning to every day, to be able to make intelligent jumps, to make intelligent moves. That's what we want to accomplish in this series. So what does God want for me? Verse 2, here's what God wants for me. He wants me to know wisdom and instruction. He wants me to perceive the words of understanding. He wants me to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. He wants me to say those three words. He wants me to know. He wants me to perceive. He wants me to what? Receive. Okay? That's what God wants. He wants you. This is God's plan for your life. God does not want us to be stupid. Are you hearing me? Say, you can talk like me, but you don't have to be stupid. You can have this old crazy southern accent, but you can still know something. Are you hearing me today? And by the way, you can talk real fancy and do all this kind of stuff and be dumb as a day is long. When it comes to common sense and knowing God and knowing his will and knowing his purposes and knowing things about him, we want a smart start. He wants that for you. He wants you to know. He wants you to perceive. He wants you to catch the ball, baby. It's there for you. Go after it. God wants to give to you. What does he want to give? Subtlety to the simple. What is that? Subtlety to the simple. Well, first of all, a simple person in the scripture is not necessarily a common, humble person. Simple speaks of someone who ain't very bright. All right? And if we're honest, a lot of us would say, we'd probably feel that way. I'm not the brightest bulb in the box. You might feel that way. But here's the deal. God wants to give subtlety to those that aren't very bright. What is that subtlety? God wants to make that person wise. God wants to help that person that doesn't know a whole lot. He wants you to be able to make good decisions. He wants to brighten your darkness. He wants to light you up, baby. Are you hearing me today? I remember when I went to college, and I can't get off much, Rog. You got to help me now. When I went back to college years ago, right out of high school, went to Bible college, seminary, all that kind of stuff, and I was young, 18, 19 years old, but there were guys coming that were 40 years old. They were 40 or 50 years old. Some of them were laborers. Some of them were tradesmen. A lot of them just ain't been to school in so long. They hardly had to do school anymore, you know? But they had gotten saved. They had trusted Christ as their Savior. They had received the call of God in their life to be a pastor, to be a missionary. So they're right beside me. They're going to school. And even some of them couldn't even hardly read. But I watched it and I witnessed it in several guys. They read their Bible. Even if some of them were slow, they read that Bible. They read that Bible. They read that Bible. As I went to school with some of these fellows, not all of them were older. Some of them were younger like that. Just couldn't read real well, but they were sold out to the Lord. And they did the best they could to read that Bible, to read that Bible, to read that Bible, to read. And you know what? They excelled in their schoolwork. They started to excel in their schoolwork. They started to do great things in their life because they started reading that Bible. Reading. I'm not saying if you can't read, pick up the Bible and you're going to have a magic reading thing happen to you. It ain't happening. You need to learn to read. But there's something supernatural, there's something powerful about reading God's Word. And I watched it in these guys' lives. It was unbelievable. The other thing is this, there's a myth out there that I can't read the Bible because I can't understand it. Well, you know, a lot of studies have been done on that. The Bible just wasn't written yesterday. A lot of studies have been done on that. From the King James Version to the New International Version to New American Standard, did you know all three of those and probably others, they have a 6th, 7th, 8th grade reading level? 6th, 7th, 8th. So next time you say that, I read the Bible, I don't understand it, you just need to be honest and say, you know what, I can't understand 6th grade English. Come on! For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Don't understand that. Why not? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, period. I don't understand that. Why not? Say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Just imagine, He's your shepherd, He's caring for you. Sheep, get it, fifth grader, sixth, you can do it. I know that's ugly. Smart start, stop making excuses. If you want to make it, you can. He wants me to know. He wants me to perceive. He wants me to receive. He wants to give to the ones that aren't too bright. He wants to make me bright. We know young people, they have to learn knowledge. They have to learn discretion. God wants to give you that. That's His plan for your life. Keep looking. How can you know if you're being wise? How can you know if you're being wise? We're going through the book of Proverbs. Look at it. 1:5, a wise man will do this. Here it is. Listen. Number 2, he will increase in learning. If you start listening, guess what follows next? Somebody tell me. Learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. You can know if you're wise if you'll seek and you'll heed wise counsel. You can't get any better wise counsel from anywhere other than the Word of God. That's what God wants for you. And that's how you can know if you're being wise. Like, for example, if I'm preaching right now, if you're hearing me on radio or television, you're about to turn me off. Listen, listen. If you'll listen, it's amazing what you can learn. Not because I got all this knowledge, because it's the Word of God. And it can change your life. You'll increase in learning. You'll seek and heed wise counsel. Keep looking. So, where do we start? Say it with me. We start at the... Help me one more time. We start at the... Okay. So that's where we're going right now. How do I get this knowledge of God? How do I get this understanding of God? How do I get this wisdom He wants me to have? How do I get all this stuff, preacher man? Start at the beginning. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord, say it with me, is the beginning of... But fools despise wisdom and instruction. So say it with me, that green part right there. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of... Say it again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So that's where we start right there. The fear of the Lord. Now, a lot of people, especially theologians, they say stuff like this. What's fearing God? It's a reverential awe. What in the world is that? Here's how you fear God. Do what He says. Keep His commandments. Believe every word in the book. Don't try to get up to heaven some other way. Come by His Son, Jesus Christ. Fear Him like that. Believe when He said in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. You believe in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And you don't believe you got here because of some primordial soup or some monkey background. Are you hearing me? Plain English. That's fearing God. Any man who will look God in the face and say you are a liar doesn't fear God. And that's what we do when we reject His book. That's fearing the Lord. Reverential awe. Oh, I believe you ought to reverence the Lord, but we ought to put shoe leather on that reverence. Amen? If He says give, guess what? I'm going to say how much. If He says jump, how high? Amen? That's reverencing God. That's fearing the Lord. That's the beginning of knowledge. And if you're not going to go there, you ain't going to get it. Let's keep looking. The best place to learn about the fear of the Lord is from dad and mom. Do you know that? Now, I'm talking about obviously from the Bible, but the best people to give that to kids is mama and daddy. Where did I get that crazy teaching from? My son, hear the instruction of your father. Forsake not the law of your mother. They will be an ornament of grace about under your head and chains about your neck. Dad, mom, listen to me. You lousy parents, if you're not living before your children the Lord, you're not reading the Bible, you're not making church and God a priority. Listen, but I'm giving them this and I'm buying them this, baby. What in the world does it matter if you buy them all this stuff and they are drunk one night and hit somebody head on? What is it? Teach them to make right decisions. Are you hearing me? Say. It comes from you, Mom and Dad. It comes from you. You've got to do that. Well, I don't like that church. They don't do this. They hear you say that. Well, I don't like it either. I don't want to go either. It's a bunch of bull. Man, Mom and Dad. Live the Lord before them, and He'll accept you right where you are. You can start today, amen? It ain't too late. You can start. Grandparents, have an influence. You have a sphere of influence. Use that for the glory of the Lord. Best place it starts is mom and dad. Where do you not learn about the fear of the Lord from? We're walking through Proverbs. Look at it. From the sinful. And I'm not trying to be holier than thou up here today, but we know that there's a world full of evil. Is that correct? Well, I turn on MTV and just get my head full of that, and I'll learn how to really live life. You're going to learn how to be an absolute fool and make horrible decisions. You don't learn like that. Here's what Proverbs 1:10 says and following. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, as the hole, as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Come with me, baby. We're going to make it big. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. You on our team, baby. Verse 15, my son, walk thou not in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. If you want to be wise, you don't get it from the sinful. And mom and dad, if you're not doing your job, your kids are already at a great disadvantage. Get with the program. Give them the chance that they should deserve, having a smart start. You can hear wisdom if you'll listen. Can you say that with me? You can hear wisdom if you'll listen. How do I get that? Look at the Bible. I'm just walking through Proverbs. Wisdom cries without. She utters her voice in the street. She cries in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates in the city. She utters her words. You can hear wisdom if you want to. God's not going to let any one of you in this room or listening to us today off the hook. Well, I just didn't understand. That ain't going to fly. How many like that when you have an employee and you've told them four or five times? Say. And they come back to you, well, I didn't just understand. Excuse making. It's horrible. I'd fire somebody like that after a while. That's ugly. That's the truth. Amen? God wants us to understand. He wants that for our life. He's crying out to us at Fellowship Church today. You can be smart. You can have an intelligent beginning every day. You can have intelligent jumps. You can make intelligent moves, man. Your life doesn't have to stay like it is. All your decisions being crazy, painful, one painful decision after the other. How many have ever seen somebody hook up with somebody and right there when you start seeing them hook up, you know that's bad news. How many ever saw that? Say. Or they tell you a business idea. Well, I think I'll do this. And you know right there they're going to go bankrupt right out the gate. You ever had anything like that? I have. I've heard people come to me. I've saved a lot of people money, and they should pay me money for giving them business counsel. I'm telling you, it's crazy. Listen, how long will you not listen? How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? How long do you want to stay in the dark? Do you not want to be bright? Do you not want to make intelligence? How long? How long will you scorners delight in scorning? Well, I don't believe that Bible stuff. I don't believe that going to church stuff. That Bible, you know what a man came up to me in the first service said? He said his wife doesn't want to come to church because she doesn't believe the Bible. It's just been interpreted so many times, you can't trust it. But she believes this. She's been reincarnated. Oh, yeah. Choose that. I choose the Bible over being a butterfly any day. You hearing me today? How long are we going to keep making those excuses, scorning and looking down our nose at God's word and God's way and God's will? Oh, but I love Jesus. No, you don't. It's crazy. Here we go. How long will fools hate knowledge? You know what fools do? I don't even want to hear it. Bunch of bull. I'm fine. Don't tell me how to do it. I'm doing just fine on my fifth wife. It's ugly. It's the truth. God wants you to have what? He wants you to have an intelligent beginning every day. He wants you to make intelligent jumps. He wants you to make intelligent moves. That's God's will for you. He wants you to listen, to perceive, to receive. That's what he wants for your life. Keep looking. It's time to turn. Can you say that with me? It's time to, come on, one more. It's time to, what does that mean? It means it's time to repent. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I'll pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you, God says today. It's time to turn, repent, go the other way. If you're here today and you're 75, it doesn't matter. Listen, as long as you can do this, you still got a dog's chance of getting lit up. Amen? Come on. Listen, but you got to turn. It's your move, man. You've got to say, I am not happy at starting my day painful every day, not knowing God's word, not knowing his best for me, not having a relationship with him, not experiencing his power. It's your choice. Proverbs 1:24. Because I've called, you refused. I stretched out my hand and no man would regard. God talking. You've said it not, all my counsel. You would none of my reproof. Here's what God's going to do. He said, that's fine. He said, if you want me to be, this be a comedy hour, then good. He says, because I'll laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear comes. You reject me. You don't want to be in the Word of God. You want to make dumb decisions. You want your life to keep getting screwed up time and time and time and time again. God says, fine. Sort of funny, actually. I'll laugh at you. We don't like to think God is like that. We want to think God's just love. You know what God does? God laughs. You think you can live without me? That is really funny. That's what God's saying. Come on, let's keep looking. So now we've said a lot. I got all of you mad, which is great. I've got you right where I want you. Here we are. How do I learn to fear the Lord? How do I learn to fear the Lord? That's what I want to talk to you about, and we're in good shape. We're not that far away. How do I learn to fear the Lord? Watch it. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. How do you learn to fear the Lord? Well, I can't do it. I didn't go to school. You don't have to. Amen? Come on. Here's how you fear the Lord. You receive God's word. You receive God's word. As I've been preaching to you this morning, instead of saying that guy's crazy, I don't believe him, he's an idiot, he's a fool, he's a liar, he's a jerk. Won't you receive it today? Say, why don't you receive? I do believe God wants me to have an intelligent beginning every day. I do believe God wants me to make intelligent jumps and intelligent moves. I believe God does think thoughts of peace towards me. He wants to bless me. That's how you do it. You receive God's word. The other thing you do is this. You hide God's commandment. Hide it in your heart. The Bible says, I will hide God's word in my heart that I might not what? Sin against him. What's hide mean? Memorize it. Start putting it inside of you. Start putting it inside of you. I know everybody's not going to take my challenge to have a smart start, but why don't you start memorizing? What I used to do is take 3x5 cards. I'd write God's word down. I'd carry them in my pocket. I'd put them in my glove box, in my truck. When I had a chance, I'd pull it out. We know all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. When a man comes to him, must believe that he is. He's a reward of those that diligently seek him. I just started memorizing scripture. And I ain't arrived yet, but this dumb hillbilly is making progress. Are you hearing me? This fellow that grew up in a hellhole with drunk parents, that's me. God has blessed my life. He's helped me stay married to my wife 23 years. Two children. He's helped me make some halfway decent financial decisions. And it sure ain't been me doing it. And I'm just, not that I'm some great guy, I'm not. I'm just trying to say, if he'll do that for me, he'll do it for you. Come on, man. Get on the bus. How can I do that then? How can I do that? And we're all getting somewhere. Here you go. It ain't going to happen by osmosis. Come on. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply your heart unto understanding. You need to start inclining your ear. What does that mean when I say incline your ear? Somebody give me an idea. Quick. Listen. It also means this, doesn't it? When you incline your ear, it almost has the idea of leaning like that, doesn't it? Say. Doesn't it sort of like, well, what'd you say? That's what God wants you to do. If you'll just start to move a little bit towards Him, you'll be surprised how things can change in your life. Why don't you just move a little towards Him like that? Are you hearing me? How many did that before, and that's all the strength you had, and all you had to do was move a little, and you did it, and God blessed you for it? Can I see your hand? That's it. Look at that testimony. Move a little. Look at this. Apply your heart. Apply your heart to God's Word, to His commandments. What does that mean? Heart speaks of will. It's your choice. I can't do it for you. I can get up here and preach, rant, rave, talk like this, all this mess. Listen, but you got to make the choice. I will to do what I heard today. I want to do it. It's my choice. Apply your heart, man. But we're not done. If you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, cry for it. Cry. I'm talking shed tears. I want to be wise. I want to be smart. I want to have a good beginning. I want that from you, God. Why don't you spend time with Him? Like, I guarantee it, God will not reject that. If you start having that kind of passion, God, I want to be wise. God, I want to be a good dad. God, I want to be a good mom. I want to be the best. God, help me. I want my marriage to work, God. He will not answer that prayer. Are you believe that or not? So often we blame God. Well, my marriage didn't work. You never cried. You never cried. Cry, man. He wants that for you. He wants you to have an intelligent beginning. That's what He wants for your life. He wants you to pray for it. Talk to Him about it. Talk to Him about your lack of knowledge, your lack of understanding. Lord, I don't know, and what I do know is wrong. I want to fill it up with what's right. He'll help you. Keep looking. If you seek her as silver, you got to seek it. You got to seek it. That's why most folks never find it. Amen? I have people come to my office. They sit there in front of me in the plaid chair. And they want me to answer a question for them in their life. Some of the dumbest questions I've ever heard in my life. Plain as the nose on your face. But they've never sought understanding. They've never sought what the Bible says. They've never sought wisdom. I'm married, but we've been fussing. Should I leave her? No! You know what I mean? Good grief. Sometimes I want to rap people. So be careful if you're calling for counsel. Amen? So many people could learn so much if they just start doing this. Seek it, man. Look, search for her as hid treasure. Search for it. Search the Scriptures. Search. Want to be involved. Read the Bible. We got a new class. We have it often, but Depth Finders is going to teach 12 starting tomorrow night how to read your Bible, how to find things in your Bible, how to open your Bible. 5 weeks, we're going to give you the Bible. We're going to give you the pen. We're going to give you the notebook. Going to give it all to you. Doesn't cost you a dime. But I still don't got time. Have it your way. I want a smart start, amen? That's how I want to live my life. Why not live it smart if you can, amen? That's what I want. That's what I'm going to do. Keep looking. God promises this, if you'll do what I'm telling you today. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. If you do what I'm telling you, what God's Word says, you'll understand how to fear God. You'll find knowledge from God. You'll be given wisdom. Who in the world wouldn't want knowledge from God? Only a nut. Amen. God wants to give you stuff right from Him. And it's in the Word. That's what He promises. He's good for it, by the way. Keep looking. God will be this. Watch it. Watch it. If you do what I'm telling you, look, he'll be your sound wisdom. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walks uprightly. He'll be your safety. He'll take care of you. My mama used to lay down every night. Her husband said, "I'm going to kill you while you sleep." Mama's Bible was tattered and torn. Mama slept with a hatchet under her pillow. But my mother still served the Lord. She loved the Lord. She was an effective witness for God. Finally, he did kill her, shot her 6 times. But I tell you what, my mama could lay her head on her pillow at night and still trust in the Lord because she had the Word of God. If it wouldn't have been for that, she'd have taken her own life probably. Okay, he'll be there for you. He will be there for you. Doesn't mean the way is going to get easy. Doesn't mean everything's going to, all the trouble is going to end. But it means, guess what? I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I believe when my stepdad pulled that gun on my mother and shot her 6 times, I believe Jesus and angels was right there with my mama. He'll never leave you. But I can't explain that to people that don't even have a clue. That's given to you from the Spirit of God. She had that. He lays up sound wisdom. We said that. He'll be your keeper. He keeps the paths of judgment. He preserves the way of saints. He'll be your preserver. This is what you get when you seek him. He says, man, you won't lose following me. You're going to gain. Keep looking. A couple other things. You will this. Look at it. You'll understand what's right. Thou shalt understand righteousness. Don't you want to know what's right and wrong? Say. We make dumb decisions so often because we didn't even know. I used to say GD and F this and use horrible language all the time. I didn't even hardly think about it. It's horrible. There's so many other words you can use out there. Amen. Come on. Have good judgment. Okay? That means I'm going to help you make good decisions. Don't you want that? You'll know what's fair. Somebody comes along, does a deal with you, it ain't fair. You'll be able to know it ain't fair. You ain't pulling the wool over this dude. Why? Because it ain't fair. Don't you want to know that? Say. God will help you understand these things. Watch it. Judgment, equity, yea, every good path. He'll give you direction in your life. Where should I go? How should I move? How should I proceed forward? How many have experienced that from the Lord? Can I see some hands? Come on. It's true, man. He'll do it for you. Keep looking. You'll have peace when wisdom enters into your heart and knowledge is pleasant unto your soul. You're going to have a peace in you, man, because you know what God's Word is saying on a matter. But you're not done. There's 10 of these suckers. Look at it. Discretion shall preserve you. What does that mean? You're going to know how to make wise choices. You ever been feel like you're in a minefield sometimes? Oh, my goodness. How am I going to do it? Make wise choices. God's going to help you through His Word to have discretion. He's going to help you. He's going to give you understanding. Clarity of thought. It's going to happen. Keep looking. You're going to get deliverance. Deliver you from the evil man. From the man that speaks froward things. There's evil people out there that want to take your lunch and eat your lunch and eat you. God's Word will deliver you from that kind of mess. Well, I don't care. I don't believe the Bible. Listen to the Bible. Fine. Get your lunch, eat. And guess what else? It's not just evil men. Up the next verse. To deliver you from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flatters with her words. Deliver you from the strange woman too. Okay? That's what God's Word will do. It'll teach you husbands to love your wife as Christ loved the church, not the secretary down the hall. Amen? Amen? Good stuff, man! Where'd I learn that from? I sure didn't learn it on TV. I learned it from the Bible. That's God's Word. He'll help you to walk with good men, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men. That doesn't mean you don't associate with sinners and love on them and reach out to them, but guess what? That's not the path you're on. You're walking the narrow way. You're not walking the broad way. Amen? You're walking with good men. You'd be surprised. Whoa, look at that. All right. And you're not alone. You can make it. Keep looking. You'll experience God's favor. Proverbs 2:21, for the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. If you seek God and you search Him, oh my, listen now, He will bless you. I'm not saying He's going to make you rich, but I do believe in the prosperity gospel in this sense. I don't believe He's going to bless you and give you all this kind of money you hear about on TV. That's crazy. Okay? But I do believe you will prosper. If you read God's Word, you believe God's Word, you sell out on Him, you follow Him, you look at Him, you go with Him your whole life. Let me tell you something. You will prosper. Doesn't mean you're going to have a bank full of money. But it just might mean your family are going to make it to heaven. Amen? It might mean at night you can go to sleep. It might mean, yeah, y'all don't have a whole lot, but that marriage has made it all those years. Amen? Prosper. God wants that for you. He will give you favor. I'm done. Whew, that was a mile I ran. Wow, how many feel like you've been bombarded this morning? Usually after a message like this, we all feel like failures. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to feel like a failure, but if that's what it takes, then so be it. I don't want you to be complacent and content with doing nothing or doing very little. God wants you to have an intelligent beginning every day, intelligent jumps, intelligent moves. We close with this scripture this morning. Now listen to me, and we're done. In the beginning was the Word. That's Jesus Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Watch it. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Keep looking. He was in the world, Jesus. And the world was made by Him. Who? Jesus. And the world knew Him not. He came unto His own people, and His own people received Him not. But look at this. You want to be wise? You want to start at the beginning? But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Have you done that? Well, I went to church. I didn't ask you that. That's being dumb. Listen, have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Well, I'm a good person. That's being dumb. Are you hearing me today? That's ugly preaching, but is it the truth? Have you received Christ? Well, I give. That's being what? Boom! That ain't what it's about, man. That comes after. Have you received Jesus? Look at it. The Word was made flesh. It dwelt among us. We beheld the glory as only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. It goes on to say this. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not what? But have everlasting life. God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Jesus Christ might be saved. He that believes on Him is what? Not condemned. But watch it. He that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Start at the beginning. Amen? Start at the beginning. Are you a Christian today? Do you know Christ as your Savior? I know you've heard me rattle on about knowledge and wisdom and all that stuff. But listen, if you're not a Christian, why go another week with wrestling with it? Why go another week, another year, with not knowing Christ as your Savior? Why go another week without bowing that knee and saying, Lord, I accept You. I believe in You. I reject anything else. I believe Your Word. I believe it's holy. I believe in You.